Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Batter up.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Sarovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
I may have spoiled this one in the regular show earlier this week, but this week's Mensch of the Week is, it's a group. It's a large group of Menches. It's just everyone involved in making Dollars for Dingers a massive success this year. Everyone who pledged, everyone who helped us organize, everyone who donated prizes.
I'm going to interrupt you really rudely for a second, because we got so many awesome donations from listeners and fans. And that's, you know, we're always happy to like bug the heck out of, you know, bigger organizations and stuff. But just getting people reaching out to us about wanting to share items that they had was super special. And I would never do it any other way.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Like, we don't solicit these. We don't request items from people who listen to the podcast, people who are fans of the show. People just come forward and step up, and it's awesome. Kate knitted us a scarf that Maggie now has, and it's
I want it. I put all my tickets in, and I want it.
And Tom gave us bobbleheads, and it's just so many people stepping up to give us prizes to raffle off, like. Just it's really mind blowing, and it makes us so happy.
Shout out to the Mets too, who've always donated every year
since, and the amazing Mets Foundation.
Yes.
SNY.
We
hit them up for the first time ever this year, and they did not come to play. Like, they sent a Gary Keith and Ron signed baseball. And a whole bunch of other cool stuff. That was a really, really special thing from them.
And who won that? There I
Linda
am.
Linda did!
I was floored when I saw you pull my name out. Because I was like, I recognize that handwriting. Wait, it says my name.
Yeah, I pulled out the ticket and it just said Lynn S. on it. And I was like, well, I know who that is.
I never win anything. I mean, I think I won one year. I think it was the year I was at catch. I was like cleaning up. I was winning everything. But usually I don't win. So it's especially like the big prizes. So for anybody who was there and saw my reaction, I had a reaction.
I mean, I would too if I won the Gary Keith and Rom prize pack. That thing was awesome.
When I opened the FedEx box, I cried when I saw it. I knew it was coming, and I still had like a single tear like rolling down, like at the like the teenage daughter in traffic, just like one tear.
Ooh. Yeah. And I had the Gary Keith, I had the baubles, but I only had Gary and Keith. So now I have Ron. So now I have extra Gary and Keiths.
Yep. We can.
Somebody might be getting Gary and Keith. And for Christmas.
So the bobblehead donation
turns.
Cycle continues.
Exactly. Yeah. We're happy to spread the bobble love. We have so many of them, and we should set up like a bobble exchange. That would be cool. Like a little like
that would be fun.
Like that would be fun. Like, hey, I still need a Ron, and like you have extra Rons, and you need a Keith. Like, yeah, that'd be great.
I'm getting some ideas.
Yeah,
bobble exchange. That's a great future idea. But yeah, just people stepping up year after year too. Like Willett's Pens came through again with amazing, amazing Pride merch that was very popular.
And the Rumble Ponies.
The Rumble Ponies.
The Rumble Ponies took such good care of us. And Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
We know it was you. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
Wonderful group they have over there with the ponies, not just, you know, the prospects, four of which signed baseballs for this for this raffle, but like everyone working over there is just a total mensch, to be to be a little too on the nose. And yeah, they were just, again, it just felt like people were really excited to do stuff for this, which is a wonderful feeling. And I think it says a lot about the good vibes that we've spent the last 5 years, if you can believe it, 5 years cultivating and starting to get really see that pay off, which is awesome.
Yeah, former mensch of the week too, athlete logos also.
Yes.
Always coming through in the
coming
clutch.
Through.
Always.
Amazing.
The home run apple neon was the most popular item. By a fairly significant margin.
What we had,
that's not surprising.
I was going to say, we had a Gary Keith and Ron sign ball. We had a Marte sign ball. We had Rumble Pony sign balls. And the home run apple was still more popular.
Was still more popular than any of the signed merch. Don't get me wrong. I'm not downplaying the signed merch. It drew plenty of interest. But the neon is always the most popular item.
It is, yeah.
Every
year.
It
speaks to Dan's ability to really capture this kind of emotional feeling I think we all have to that aesthetic.
Yeah.
And to just, to take like that feeling and those kind of memories and associations and also turn it into something that looks so cool. Really, really cool.
Really cool. And it's, We were talking about listeners who donated stuff. We also had a listener donate the double-sided tote from Abigail, but we also have to specifically shout out Abigail because not only did she make the tote, which was donated, she created our Dollars for Dingers logo for us that we now have. That
is beautiful. Pretty.
It's beautiful.
And we now can use that every year. And in addition to, you know, a pot of their own branding and the home run applesauce branding, we now have specific Dollars for Dingers branding, which is incredible. And that's all thanks to Abigail. So Abigail is absolutely a part of this mensch of the week because she stepped up and the logo is awesome. And I haven't taken it down off our Twitter yet because we just wanted to make it our Twitter avatar for like, or our profile picture on Twitter for just the month-long campaign, and I've been so hesitant to take it down because I'm like, but I like the logo so much.
And we do so have pretty. To watch it, and we do have to do it because it will feel so good and special when we get to bring it back out again every year. I'm saying this out loud to myself so that I remember that we have to get rid of it. Not get rid of it, you know what I mean.
Replace.
But yeah, no, it's, oh my gosh, it just makes me feel so special, and like, stay tuned. Some year, don't know when, there's going to be t-shirts. That's as much as I can tell you.
Yes. There will be like more brand, more use for that logo than just being on the flyers and stuff like that. and being our profile photo. But yeah, in addition to folks donating prizes, like folks also just like showed up and helped us staff the event. Because as fantastic as the three of us are, and as podcast dad Brian is, who always is the best during all of this.
A mensch of his own right. Yeah, we need to really embarrass him and make him the only mensch one week.
Yes. Yeah. Seriously. But as great as the four of us are at putting this together every year, we can't do it without help. There's just because it's grown so big, which is awesome, it means we need more hands on deck to actually staff the event at EBS every year. And folks always step up. Kate was out there, you know, telling people how to buy tickets. Michael was out there telling people how to buy tickets and subbing in for me and handing out tickets when I needed a moment to breathe. So many people, my parents came and helped us set up early. Thomas and Jack helped us out. Amazing Avenue writers, Thomas and Jack. This can't happen without the support of so many people. Kellyanne helped us out. Kellyanne was so good at hyping and helping set up prizes and write extra labels in her beautiful handwriting.
Yes, the teacher handwriting. I'm so jealous.
So yeah, like there are folks not only putting dollars into this, there are folks putting in like manpower into this and their help with their own two hands, and that does not go unnoticed by us. We are so grateful.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, and of course, everyone who bought raffle tickets and everyone who pledged, we raised over $2,200 at the event itself. And the cumulative fundraiser total for the month is close to $13,000, so over $12,000. So thank you all so much. Every single person who pledged, who bought tickets, who supported the National Domestic Violence Hotline in this yearly campaign. Thank you. Thank you. With the way that this fundraiser has grown, we are now dangerously close as of this recording. By the time you hear this, we may have exceeded it. Who knows? Who can say? We are dangerously close as of this recording to $50,000 having been raised since Dollars for Dingers began in 2019.
If you would like us to get there, my suggestion is to send a donation over to National Domestic Violence Hotline and send us the receipt. And that's
hotline.org/apato. thehotline.org/Apato.
To $50,000, which, I mean, I say, let's get us to $50,000, and I believe that in my heart, but also I'm a little scared. That's a big number.
It's the $50,000, that's a mind-blowing number to me. Like,
that's like a person.
That's beyond, I mean, not like a person, that's beyond what I ever could have imagined when we started this in 2019. Oh, that's beyond anything I could have imagined. And I'm thinking about, and my heart is like growing three sizes just thinking about like how many years ago is 2019 now? 4 years ago? I can do math. That's not hard. I'm thinking about how 4 years from now, I'll be saying things that I can't even possibly imagine now about how much money we raised, about the way that this fundraiser has grown in ways that I can't even conceive of in this moment. I'm hoping that it will only get bigger because, you know, survivors still need help.
Well, and also, but that also reflects it's, you know, we're just a little podcast, but look at this amazing community that have kind of come together, that we've kind of helped bring together. And that also blows my mind about, I mean, even, I get, you know, there's a lot of people, money's hard, and they might not be able to pledge, but the retweet, the messages of support, those all mean so much too, not just the monetary aspect of it, because it does, we do look forward to it every year. We put a lot of effort into it every year. And, you know, just to get that little extra boost of, you know, the kind words, it really does help and make a difference too. So even if you haven't donated, just knowing that you're out there listening and supporting and cheering us on while we're running this campaign also just does my heart so good.
Yeah, it really, any support, even if that's just like spreading the word about our fundraiser and like what we're about, means so much to us. It really, really, really does. The whole month of September, we are just running ourselves ragged to make this as great as we possibly can for you all, for the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And yeah, any support that you can give is huge. The retweets, from folks with big followings means a lot. It really, really helps, because anytime we can reach more people that we don't normally reach, that's helpful to the fundraising effort. So yeah, this has turned into something incredible. And every year I think I'm prepared for the emotions that I'm going to feel. Because, you know, it's like, oh, okay, we've done this before. I know how Dollars for Dingers works now. And every year I'm still completely overcome by how amazing our community is. So thank you. Just everyone's a mensch. Everyone involved in Dollars for Dingers in any capacity is this week's mensch of the week. Cheers to you all. You blow my mind every year. You're incredible. Like, I don't have anything else to say. You're amazing. Every single one of you. We are so grateful. So thank you so, so much.
And we'll see you next year.
Yes. And this is, it's a reminder that this is so much bigger than a podcast.
Yeah.
This is just a place where we can come together and care about things and then do stuff about it.
Yeah, exactly. This is us saying that we're you don't have to hear about Dollars for Dingers anymore for a little while, but it won't be that long because we're already planning next year's Dollars for Dingers.
Yes.
we always never try to one up ourselves.
Oh, and I'm looking at the calendar like, could we do a mini Dollars for Dingers? Yeah, no, we're, watch out, y'all. It is, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, no, you're stuck with us. Sorry. But while you're waiting for next year's Dollars for Dingers, you can go to homerunapplesauce.com to check out all of our fantastic pods. You can go to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to support our work. Yes, the money for Dollars for Dingers means a lot, but we also need money to like keep doing what we do podcast wise. So We're so grateful to all of our patrons. They get Dollars for Dingers perks in addition to their to the other perks you get for being a patron, joining our Discord where we chat about baseball all day. It'll be a boring off season, but not if you're in our Discord. And all the bonus content, all of the posts on the Patreon website. So yeah, all of those goodies you can get by becoming a patron at patreon.com/homerandapplesauce. You can follow Homer and Applesauce on social media on Twitter and Instagram at HR Applesauce. You can follow this show on social media on Instagram and Twitter and Blue Sky and TikTok at A Pod of Their Own. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Servage.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
You can also get in contact with the show by email, aa.apodoftheirown@gmail.com. Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. If you search Homer and Applesauce, you should be able to find our entire awesome suite of pods right there. Please rate and review the show if you have a moment. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in podcasting. Unless you just finished Dollars for Dingers. Then you can cry a little. It's fine.